cold.
Why have I got this blanket? They keep putting this blanket on me.
It's for shock.
I'm not in shock.
Yeah, but some of the guys want to take photographs.
So the shooter wasn't one of yours then?
God, no, he didn't have time.
A guy like that would have had enemies, I suppose. One of them could have been following him. Whoever it was gone by the time we got there, and we've got nothing to go on.
I wouldn't say that.
Take me. I'll write it down this time.
The bullet they just dug out of my wall was from a handgun. Shot clean through the heart over that distance with that kind of a weapon. That's a crack shot you're looking for. But not just a marksman. Fife's hand couldn't have shaken at all. So clearly he was acclimatized to violence. Didn't fire until I was in immediate danger, though. So, strong moral principles. You're looking for a man probably with a history of military service, nerves of steel. Actually, you know what? Ignore me.
I'm sorry?
No, what I just said, it's a shock talking. We need this blanket.
Where are you going?
I just need to discuss the rent.
Sherlock?
Are you right?
I'm sorry?
Did you choose the right pill?
I don't know. In all the confusion, I lost track. I don't know which I chose.
Maybe he beat you.
Maybe, but he's dead.
Sergeant Donovan's been explaining everything to me. It's... And the two pills? Dreadful business. Dreadful.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Don't. What did you do with the gun?
Bottom of the Thames.
We need to get rid of the powder burns in your finger. I don't suppose you served time for this, but let's avoid the court case.
So I ran after the cab, called the police, of course, and then I thought, better keep an eye on you.